Let's all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 234. Thank our Lord Jesus Christ. For our family altar this evening, we shall see Psalms 90. Psalms 90. Psalms 90, they are all together 17 verses. In the name of Jesus, I read verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Verse 3. You turn men to destruction and say, Return, O children of Israel, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. Verse 7. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. Verse 9. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. Verse 10. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years. Yet their boast it is its only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Verse 11. Who knows the way, the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Verse 13. Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. So in Psalms 90, here we can see in the superscript, here it tells us, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. So Moses, as we all know, was the one who led the people of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. Here, it describes here that tells us that Moses was the man of God. And this was his prayer. And in this Psalms 90 from verses 1 to 17, it can altogether be divided into three, where in this prayer of Moses can be seen in these three parts. From verse 1 to verse 6, here it tells us concerning the infinity of God and the limitations of man, where between God and man has been made a comparison from verses 1 to 6. Then from verses 7 to 10, we see the second part of his prayer, that was the sins of man and the wrath of God. And the last one, from verses 12 to 17, this was the prayer of Moses, the man of God. So now we shall see the first part. So the first part, from verses 1 to 3, it tells us that God is eternal, where the Lord have been our refuge, our dwelling places, not only in this time, but in all the generations. So here it says, before the mountains were brought forth, the Lord God already created the heavens and earth. From everlasting to everlasting, He is our God. So this is the Lord God that we worship today, that He is our refuge. He is our protection from all generations. From the beginning of time, He has already created the heavens and the earth, just as is mentioned in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It tells us, in the beginning was the heaven and earth, for it was created by the Lord God. Then from verse 3, you turn man to destruction. You have and say, return, O children of men. So here it tells us, because men, our forefathers, our ancestors, Adam and Eve, they had sinned against the Lord God. So as a result, they have to suffer the sufferings that were mentioned. And then the Lord God also say, you have turned them to destruction. That today, we have been created by God out of the dust of the ground. So upon our departure from this world, our spirit will return to the Lord God who gave, and our soul will wait in paradise, where our physical body that was made by dust will return to dust. From out of dust we were created, we shall also return to Him in dust. And then from verses 4 to 6, here it tells us concerning the limitations of man, where if you compare with God, who is unlimited, without any limits at all. So in verse 4, For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. So from verses 4 to 6, or even from verse 1 to 5, some even explain to say that this is the brevity of human life. Now let's see from verse 4. So from verse 4 to 6, here it describes that man is indeed very limited in his life. That our life is only like a watch in the night, a few hours only. It is also likened to a flood in verse 5. It goes quickly, it comes quickly, and it goes quickly. It is also likened to a sleep. In the night, we close our eyes to rest, and the next morning, we get up. And it is also likened to grass, where in the morning, it is like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it will cut down and it will wither. So this is the description of us human beings, that to tell us that our lives indeed is short. That's why in verse 10, Moses gave a description of our life, that the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet what do we boast in our life is only but labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away, meaning to say our life is short, 70, 80 years. Just like now, we have already entered into the year 2020. In a twinkling of an eye, now has already come to the month of April, and very soon it will be May, it will be June, and half a year has gone, a year has gone. So our lives indeed is very short. And then verse 7 to 9, the second part. So here it also describes to us the sins of men as compared to the wrath of God. Of course, our life is also short in the sense in verse 6. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. So our life passes by very quickly. Then verse 7. So here it says, for we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. So here it tells us, because God is angry with us, therefore we have already been consumed by the anger of God. And when the anger of God, when the wrath of God comes, we are terrified, we are overwhelmed, we are afraid. Then verse 8, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. So today, we all have, as the Bible tells us, that ever since sin entered this world, sin has spread therefore to all men. Therefore, all men are under the clutches of sin. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. Whether is it in our original sins or acquired sins. So, but because of this sin, we have now incurred the wrath of God. Then verse 11, who knows the power of your anger? For as to fear you, so is your wrath. And so here it tells us, we must be able to know about this, that the Lord God, yes, He is loving, He is also righteous, He is also just. He loves the sinners, but He hates sin. Then from verses 12 to 17, so here we can see this was the wishes, or rather we can say it is also the prayer of Moses. So in verse 12, so Moses asked the Lord to teach us to number our days so that we'll be able to gain a heart of wisdom. As some will say, time is likened to life. Therefore today, we pray that the Lord will be able to teach us to number our days. How much have we spent our lives? Do we pass a balanced life? So during this time of the MCO, it's a time for us once again to consider, to once again think about our life, that we are able to live a life that is pleasing to God, a life that fears God and keep His commandment. Then verse 13, return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. So this was also the prayer of Moses once again, asking the Lord, how long must this go on? So we pray that our Lord will return. So today, that is why the scripture tells us in the prophetic books that we are to return to Him, and the Lord shall return to us, and to have compassion on us. Because when the Lord's face shines upon us, we will be able to receive compassion in Him. And verse 14, O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. So when the Lord has returned to us, we will then be able to be filled with mercy, to be filled with the compassion of the Lord. So we pray that the Lord will be able to grant us His mercy as we pray to Him, so that once again in our lives will be a life filled with joy and will be glad all the days of our life. And verse 15, and we know that now, even though we are suffering, but we pray that the Lord will enable us to be glad, to be joyful in these days, that as the days we suffer, as the time we are made to suffer, we are still able to experience joy. Verse 15, the years in which we see evil, the days in which we see trouble. Then verse 16, let your works appear to your servants and your glory to their children. So here we pray that the works of God will be able to appear before us. The glory of God will be able to be manifested and made known. Then verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Let the favor of the Lord be shown upon us, and to establish the work of our hands, so that whatever we do will be pleasing to God. So this is the prayer of Moses, the man of God, in Psalms 90. So in conclusion here, we can see that Moses, in his prayer, he will first ascribe all glory and praise to the Lord God, for He is our dwelling place. He is our protection from the beginning of time to until today, until forevermore. And for He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is also the Lord God who not only exists in the past, in the present, He will also exist in the future, for He is eternal, He is everlasting. But when we compare us men to Him, we are indeed limited, we are indeed weak before the Lord. So we can only ask the Lord God to continue to strengthen us, for we all need the mercies of God. That is why in verses 7 to 10, so because of the acts of men, because the sins of men, therefore we have all human beings, all of us have incurred the wrath of God. So we have passed our days in wrath. So we have to pay a price, that is, our lives are short. But we know that our Lord God is a merciful God, is a joyful God, is a Lord God filled with love. So we pray that the Lord will continue to satisfy us with His mercy, with His joy. And so that even though in the days of affliction, the Lord will be with us. And we pray that the glory, the beauty, the favor of the Lord will continue to be poured upon to us. Now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to pray for one another, to pray for our country, to pray for all our brothers and sisters, our families, so that during this period of difficulty, we still have the protection of our Lord God, the preservation of our Lord God. Now we shall all kneel down in the name of Jesus to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Or Got it, 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 it.
Or
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. God bless.